Well, let me say that I agree with, I think, with what the intention of the question is, which is that we must talk about money, we must talk about financial responsibilities, we must talk about paying off our bills and figuring out how to get more money. And I think it's, I don't propose to raise that money personally, but I think that it is a collective responsibility of the board. And I would do everything I could to make sure that the board has talks about this and has makes reasonable decisions about raising money and increasing income and getting out of the constant on-air fundraising mode that we seem to be in. But I would also say that I think that the beginning of this process is sort of complete financial disclosure and making sure that everybody is informed about what the situation is in the fullest possible extent.
George?
I think we need rolling statements of projected revenues so that we can look forward and see when are we going to be in trouble, what do we got to do now.
Yeah.
And we haven't had them for 2 years, and I'm going to do my very best with the resources available to get them out. In terms of really long-term strategy, I have an idea about where we can go for increasing listenership and increasing people who are willing to support us with money. And I've put it out before. It's basically national special events programming. There are plenty of organizations out there that would really like to have a national platform to deal with national issues. They have large memberships. Some of them have large memberships. They will promote these shows. They will promote these special events to their listenership. We don't have to use our own airwaves to reach people who are already listening. People who maybe never heard of us will start tuning in. It's an idea, okay? It's really up to the board to decide how to do that.
Lawrence Reyes, KPFK.
Yes, Lawrence Reyes, KPFK, Los Angeles. I want to commend both of you. I've worked with both of you.
Question only.
Serene?
You can only ask a question. No commentary before
okay,
the question.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to draw your attention to the ethics policy.
Question.
Okay, thanks. I'll chair.
In the ethics policy, my question is in regards to our values, our integrity, inclusiveness, dedication, excellence, sensitivity, vision, code of ethics, and reporting of violations.
You've got to you need to get to the question.
Okay.
I understand you're telling them what you're basing your question on.
I'm going
to just cut to the question.
Okay, I'm going to get to the question.
Oh, wow.
In regards to the agenda setting, in regards to when things come from committees that have been blocked in the past, do you intend to continue that practice, or do you intend to take remedial action in regards to those practices?
So the question, as I understand it, is how do you intend to handle issues of agenda setting, including things coming from committee?
And ethics. Yeah, and ethics.
Okay. Who spoke last? George?
I did, yes.
Okay, so Margie, please.
Okay. I'm not sure what the ethics policy has to do with it. I'll have to look at the ethics policy. I don't remember it. I consider myself an extremely ethical person. In terms of agenda setting, I think we have, as I said before, we have to have an open process, but we also have to take up issues that come from committees. I want to say that I think in the past, at least in the year that I've been on the board, it is not a question. I don't think that we've deliberately set aside questions that have come from committees. We just simply have never gotten to them because the board has spent a great deal of time arguing about the agenda and having discussions that precede where the committee reports come on the agenda. So one of the things we will need to do is talk about how to prioritize the agenda so that committee reports are taken up not in the order that they appear on the agenda, but in their order of importance.
I think much of the problem with the turmoil over the agenda is that we're dealing with emotional issues mm-hmm. in a context where we're talking about procedures, and it's mm-hmm. not the issue at hand.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that the real mm-hmm. the way to do this is we're going to be clear about what's going to go on the agenda, what the real substance mm-hmm. is, and clear about it beforehand, mm-hmm. and then we can have a discussion of where to put it. Committee reports, I made them priority. They didn't have to wait 7 days. It was basically a priority when I was chair. I'd continue to do that, but it really is up to the board what they want to discuss and in what order.
Lizette King.
Thank you. How would either of you deal with past violations of this board, particularly if they were supported by your faction? For example, seating a member that's a public elected official.
George?
the premise of it, I wasn't involved in this at all. My sense of what has to be done with this is it's a new business issue. It should go on a new business agenda. The board can take it up and consider the merits of whether we want to actually move on the substance of it at the time. But that's where it belongs. It's a new business question. The board is entitled to consider this thing again if it wishes to. It's a new board. It can reconsider motions that have had before. So that's where it has to go, and that's where the conversation has to occur, is there.
I agree I think that we have to be clear about how people need to understand clearly how things get on the agenda. I think that's been, you know, for the first 6 months that I was on this board, it was like a complete mystery to me about how things get on the agenda. And I know that we've had arguments on email about how things get on the agenda. So I think that has to be a clear process, and it has to be a process that's applied consistently, so that if people want to discuss things, we figure out how to get them on the agenda. And I think that would reduce some of the frustration. That's it. I mean, you know, like George said, it's a new item of business, and anything can be anything. I believe we can consider anything from the past. We have policies and standing rules, and we've made decisions in the past. Any of those things can be brought up and rediscussed and revoted on.
My question was not answered by either.
Would you?
I'll have another.
My question again is, if that.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's key for me
I'm
to
sorry.
Vote.
I'm sorry. Okay, folks. The folks are speaking to me, and the folks are speaking to others next to them. Don't do it now, please. Ms. King, would you rephrase your question? And frankly, let me tell you before you do that I'll decide if the question was clear enough for them to have understood or if the answers came close enough.
No problem. How would either of you deal with past violations of our bylaws, especially if they were supported by your faction? And I did go on to give an example.
Okay. So I would like to offer you a response and see if if it flies, and
I prefer to get it from the.
No, I understand. Not an answer to your question, but a response to what you said. You're asking people how they will address something that happened in the past, mm-hmm. unless it is brought before the board again,
supported by their faction.
It doesn't matter who it's supported from. You're still asking them in the present day how they would address a past event.
Okay.
And I think they both responded that if we hear of it, or if someone raises something as a problem, we will deal with it in the present. You can't ask someone how today they're going to fix something that happened yesterday if they weren't in a position to do anything then.
Okay.
Is that... I mean, I think that's what they communicated in their answers.
I'm sure people are listening. They're not foolish.
Okay, so...
A point of information or got a question. Because
actually, I'm the last person to ask my question of the...
Just go ahead.
I'm
if someone else is going to speak, I want to speak.
Okay.
First.
No, just a minute. It is 12:13. We broke for lunch at 12 to resume an executive session at 12:30 with a hard, fast public participation session beginning at 3:30. I'm going to finish. I'm going to ask my questions, and then we're going to determine what the body, and then we're going to determine what the body wants to do.
Point of order.
Yes.
It's inconvenient, but a point of personal privilege takes precedence.
What is your point of personal privilege, John Coburn?
I passed along the way. I would like to ask questions.
I'm sorry. I was very clear at the beginning that we were going around the table. The only reason I did not speak is because chairs generally, or the person chairing, generally waits for other people to do their thing before you recognize yourself. And I said that at the time as we passed. So we're not going back because there are others who also have indicated an interest in speaking, and we just can't keep going.
That's true.
Okay, so...
No, point of order here, please.
What is your point
seems,
of order?
I don't think it's necessary to violate standard rules at this point. We need to... If people pass, the custom is to go back to them.
Okay, I was very...
Excuse me.
Okay.
I know you were clear,
stop,
but one member was
stop,
not.
Stop. I'm sorry.
You were clear,
I'm
but
sorry.
One member was not.
Janet, what's...
Okay, you weren't so clear.
Carolyn Burden, you get to make your point of order. I get to respond to your point of order. Please. Otherwise, it becomes a debate. No one needs that. Okay. I said at the beginning what we were going to be doing. I said we're going to go this way. You don't get to jump back on the list. Do it as we pass you.
She did.
And when we came to me, I said, I'm not going to speak now. I'm going to let it go around. And if anyone objected, that was the time to raise that. We're done. You know, I don't need... Okay, so my question to the candidates.
Kaput.
There has... How do you plan and what skills do you bring to the table that show a willingness to respect even those you do not like, or perhaps especially those you do not like, and to have respect shown by others when members have the floor, even if they're representing a position that may be unpopular?
That's not what one is your question, Chair. That's not one question. Stop it, please.
So
we need
what,
one
what
question
is,
like
what
everybody
is,
else.
What is your plan, and what skills do you have to provide us with a board that works?
Who goes first?
I think it's you.
Me. I think what you're asking about is the personal skills for interacting with the board while you're chair, if I get that. Part of that, I think, is modeling what needs to be done, which is to say, sitting on your own emotions when they're up and going, and you want to sort of respond. Part of it is listening carefully to what people are saying, so you get what where they're coming from, so you can respond to that, not necessarily what the noise is around it. And mostly, I think, seeing to it that people are respected, that they get heard, that they I chair the governance committee, and it works well because of that.
I agree. Think that... I think we need to struggle to establish a collective behavior in which people respect other people and behave in ways that make it possible for us to disagree and move forward at the same time. And that's... that's a tall order, but I certainly will work on it, whether I'm elected chair or not.
Okay. So we have, if we can have two members, well, one member of the public to hand out ballots to each person, the candidates.
We need some volunteers.
Oh, did you write the names on the ballots?
Yes.
Great. So there are two names on the ballot. You may choose as many or as few as you wish, and you should. Would you put numbers on the ballot?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So. Your ballots are being distributed. They have numbers on the back. We don't know what the numbers are. You're picking your own number. You're picking your own sheet so that if at some future date you decide you want to go and see if, you know, number 21 was the magic one, you know how you voted. You can rank as few or as many of the candidates. You can rank them in, I'm sorry, if we could just do it together. You may rank as many or as few as many or as few as the of the candidates as you wish. We'll have two members of the public collect the ballots when you're done voting, and they will do the tally publicly as we did yesterday. And while that is being done, I guess my duties are over.
Serene, just
yes.
One other thing. No, you have to see us through.
There's a little subtlety about the election that needs to be understood beforehand.
You need to use the mic.
There's a little subtlety about the election which needs to be understood beforehand. And it has to do with, in the case there's a tie. In case there's a tie, the second place votes are counted.
Right. We went through this yesterday. I assume
okay,
people
but
remember.
I was asked to do it again before this, and that's why I'm doing it.
Uh-huh.
And so the second place votes are counted. So if you really don't want the other person, don't put them down for second.
I don't know if everyone heard George. I don't know if your mic is low or if you're just not speaking directly into it.
I guess I was looking at you while I was speaking.
Well, do you want to repeat it for everyone else?
Does anyone not understand what I said? Is it not clear?
Ask the board members to sit down.
So if it is a tie, the tie is broken by the second place votes. You don't have to vote for anybody for second place, but you can. If the second place votes are a tie, then we flip a coin.
Is everyone clear? If you don't want someone in that position, do not rank them at all. If you choose the one you want most, you can choose all or none. You may vote now. We need someone to collect the ballots. We have a box for that purpose, actually. Yesterday's box.
Somebody from the box.
I saved it. It's here, but unfortunately I didn't give it to him when he was over here.
There's a box over there.
Okay. Gentlemen, they're collecting the votes.
All right. I'm sorry, Lydia?
Sorry.
Well, now I want to make sure I deliver an empty box. You know how things go here.
And there's only 22 ballots in it when it gets counted.
Thank you.
And here's a box to keep them all in. Can we have someone else to help administer the count? If it's the one you gave them yesterday.
Bob Letter is a volunteer.
And just any two people.
Yeah.
If you guys can come stand in the middle. Between the tables, watch the cords. We have.
It says dangerous.
Just be careful.
So tell them just to count the ballots first.
Okay. But I'm sorry. So count the total number of ballots that you have, then separate them into piles and count as you do each pile, each candidate. Count out loud as you open them, if you don't mind.
Three so far. Three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 13, 15, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 ballots.
Great, thanks. If you can now separate them into the name piles?
And read the name out loud.
So as you open each ballot, yeah, thanks.
Margie. George. Margie. George. Margie. George, Margie, George.
Let's wait. Okay, so can whoever has the writer votes, could you just do the count? Louder. There's a mic.
Now this is,
I think they got
it. Can you hear me? Okay, these are George's votes. One, two. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11.
Margie's votes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, 10, 11.
Okay, so can we? Second? I'm sorry. Are there any? Are there? Shh, please.
She's chairing the meeting.
Are there any ballots that have more than one choice on them? Okay, so if we could do the second place choices, please.
Okay, I'll start with the ballots that mark George number one. Okay, so actually, we need someone to write this down.
Well, why don't you just he can't read and write, so someone read and someone else write.
Okay.
Yeah, someone. That's what I meant.
All right, so for the ballots marking George number one, we have one ballot that marks Margie number two.
Margie,
sorry. Pardon me. Another ballot has nothing. Another ballot has nothing. Another ballot has nothing. 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 Nothing, 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 and then another ballot has Margie as number five.
Thank you.
Okay, so I have a ballot with nothing, 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 and then we have one with George two, right? And we have nothing, nothing. And we have, what does it count as anything? Nothing, nothing, nothing.
Okay, so, no, I'm sorry, if I may. We have 11 first place votes for George, 11 first place votes for Margie, 1 second place vote for George, 1 second place vote for Margie, 1 fifth place vote for Margie, and therefore, by my estimation, she wins the vote.
Madam Chair, I point of order. I know there have been more than one vote for George for second place.
Can we have a recount? Can we have a recount?
Were you looking over my shoulder?
Okay, so if we can...
Just
someone. I'm sorry. Hello. I'm sorry. If we could have. Excuse me. Hello. I'm sorry. May I have your attention, please? May I please have your attention? It's only for another couple of seconds. We'll be done. If we can have a non-board member review the ballots. A third non-board member, Sister Mesquila.
But let's
So if you can, just, Maskila?
Yes.
Okay. What we need to really look at this place are the second place votes. So if you can tell us as you look at each ballot, they have the George ballots and the Margie ballots.
Say the name. Can I say the
Who's
name?
Who's in second place, please?
Second place. You just want the second place.
That's right.
Right.
Okay.
There is none.
None. Margie, second place. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. What is that? Yeah, please.
Now, what she's looking at is a ballot where somebody, and this happened in several ballots, they marked the same person twice.
First and second.
Right.
That can't, you can't do that.
That's what's there. Mm. She's there for first and second place. Is that just
okay,
one
so,
vote?
So I'm being told, and I'm sure we'll argue about it for the next 10 years, but I'm being told that only that first place vote will count and their second place vote will not count.
All right, no count. Okay, wait a minute. Wait,
George, did you agree? Yeah. I
I'm not sure. I need some time to think about it.
Can he state something on this? He's not partial.
He's a candidate. Who's not partial?
No, I'm saying for him to comment
on this. I'm sorry. I recognize Brian Edwards Tiegert.
Okay. So the question is what you do with the ballot where someone has marked the same person first and second.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
Okay. Our bylaws are very clear. You only get one vote.
Okay.
So what George is saying, and I'm in full agreement with what he said, was that our bylaws say as a tiebreaker, you look at crossover votes on the second line. You can't count your vote as your first place towards someone and then count it towards them as a second round again.
Point of order. Point of order, no. We can't finish it if we disagree.
Wait. No, I'm sorry. Richard made a point of order.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
George, you're not recognized at the moment, please.
Part of the instructions is that... Uzel Houston. Yeah, part of the instructions is that you can vote for the... one person twice, you can vote for nobody, or you can vote for, you know, you have a choice. And if you, just a second, is my comment here.
It's not a comment.
It is a point of order, because the way that you show that you only want that one person is to put them for every other thing.
Okay.
If you only want that one person, then you put that everywhere.
Richard Uzel.
That's consistent with what we're saying.
Richard, you've made your point of order. I disagree with your point of order.
Another point of order, Chair.
I'd like to speak.
Chair.
I'm sorry. If we can, okay, folks, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Arnold, if we could stop the side conversation and complete the reading out of the ballots. Okay. What I'm asking for is for the second place ranking on a ballot where it is different from the first place ranking on the ballot. Just to be clearer.
Chair.
If we can start over with that. Thank you.
Chair.
Point of order.
No, not at the moment.
Chair.
We're gonna finish the
Chair.
No, point of order regarding the voting, if I may. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I have not recognized you.
Okay.
What I'm asking the people who are looking at the ballots to do, I think we need to have the information that's on the ballots, and we can decide what happens after that. I believe I'm correct, and that Brian is correct, and I think George might have even said this, that your first candidate, your first choice, cannot also be your second choice. That the whole point of having choices is so that you can go someplace else. Not that you can keep trotting the same ground over and over again.
Gotcha.
So we're going to ask them to continue reading out the ballots.
We're
going to
start from the beginning.
Start over.
Okay.
And what we'd like to know are the
second place
rankings where it is different
yes.
from the person's first choice.
Gotcha.
But what if you think that ground
Richard
is
Uzzell,
not,
I'm sorry. Okay.
What if you think that ground is,
Richard,
shouldn't be trotted on? And
Richard,
it said that that should be the case.
Richard, you're not recognized.
Challenge the ruling of the chair and
you're
ask
not
the chair.
Recognized.
Challenge the
okay,
ruling
can
of the
I
chair.
Ask a question?
No. No. We're going to finish reading out
Since there's
the ballot
been a
results.
Dispute, why don't we do it over?
We are going.
Can I ask a question? Over.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
We don't do over.
I'm asking. No one at this table should be speaking, other than the person who temporarily has the chair. That would be me.
Point of
We're
information. What is
Richard
the
Uzzell,
point of information?
Richard Uzzell, you're out of
point
order.
Point of information. What
Richard,
is our instant runoff?
Richard
what is that?
Uzzell, you're
I
not recognized.
Name.
You're out of order. We're asking
I
the people with
of,
the ballots.
I ask a point of information.
And you are out of
order. All of your points at this point are out of order.
Really?
And if you guys down there on the floor, guys and lady on the
yes.
floor, would continue
yes.
reading out the actual
okay,
ballot
start
information.
From the beginning.
Please.
These are Margie's ballots. None. Zero. None. None.
We'll see how it works.
None.
Stop. Just ignore it, please. Just
second for George. Okay? George has one.
George has one for second.
For second place.
Come on, Brian. Are you here?
Okay, cross that out. No, cross that out. Cross that out. Okay. The next one, none.
I don't give a shit.
None.
Oh, stop. I'm sorry. Listen,
None.
Listen. You know, I can't even hear what she's saying because of the chatter to my right. Please stop.
None.
Please stop. Carolyn
None.
Burden, stop.
George. Okay. So we go to Margie's. George has one. Margie is second place.
She has one.
Don't write on
Margie
a ballot.
One. No.
Okay.
None. Margie has fifth place on this ballot.
Okay.
She has
so,
two.
She has two notches on her name. George had one.
Thank you. Thank you, all three. Be careful when you leave the building.
Hey, that guard. Guard.
Yeah, that's right. I
guard.
Did. Okay, so.
Point of personal privilege.
I'm sorry. No.
Point of personal privilege, please.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, manager. You do not. You're not recognized.
The young lady and me, we're going to escort them both out.
If. I'm sorry, Alex.
Yeah.
Alex. You weren't one of the counters, and I'd appreciate it if you would release the ballots to the counters at this moment.
Madam Chair.
The ballots.
Point of personal privilege.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Madam Chair.
I'll recognize you guys in a moment. So was there a point of order floating out
point
here somewhere
order.
In all of that?
What is going to happen with those ballots?
I'm sorry. Wait. You make a point of order, you wait to be recognized. Richard, I know you know this.
Don't scold me. Let's just go.
It's not scolding. It's let's do it the right way. The same way you expect it to be done
okay,
the right way when
me,
you're
teach
doing
me,
it.
Teach me.
I don't think I can teach you, but we won't
That's
go
true.
There. No, I mean, really.
I'm asking
Time
about the
right.
ballots.
Do you have a point of order?
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
What's going to happen with those ballots? Because they're going to need to be looked at by other people later.
Okay. As I believe was explained yesterday, there actually is a retention policy for all documents. I'm not sure. Lydia mentioned this. She said she wasn't sure if ballots were, in fact, on it. But I will hold on to them until a secretary is elected, and I will turn them over to that person.
May I thank everybody that helped on this, and this does not reflect on y'all. It reflects on the board. Thank you.
Procedural inquiry.
Point of
what is your point of personal privilege, Manager?
is unbecoming of board members to disparage others and warn others that are going to be attacked. This is Pacifica. Do I have, how many times do I have to remember people? If you have the tendency to be violent, get out of here. We don't need you. And you, nobody has the right to warn other people that are members on this board, because this is an acknowledgement that are members to this, in this, on this board that are violent. We don't need violent people on this board.
She's right.
Lou Hill took pledge of nonviolence resistance, and he went to jail for it because he did not want to participate in war.
Okay, I thank the member for that. And I want to join Richard Uzel in thanking the three people who helped with the actual election. And I apologize for the difficulty you had in being heard because of the noise from other from board members. Thank you for your service. Did I see a hand down there?
Yeah.
Sorry. Brian Edwards-Tiegert.
Just a procedural inquiry. Wouldn't it make sense for, say, you and Richard to both sign across the seal of that envelope so that there's no possibility of allegations of tampering should they be inspected?
I want to go a bit further. Yeah. I want us all to sign. Shall we do that?
That's a good idea.
You're so cute. Okay, I'm sorry. Rodrigo?
Yeah, I would like to ask the chair to move and give us, you know, the for the winner to finish the election, please, you know.
Well, I actually asked for the floor, but there were other points ahead of that. So I think, Luzette, your hand has been up for
correct.
A while.
I just, it's a point of information, I think it is.
You're a little faint.
A point of information, I think it is. Luzette from WPFW. And you don't have to address it now, but I just wondered how have we complied with our bylaws? Because what I heard two or three people from the listener side say you can't vote for one person twice, suggesting that there's no number two. And so I just wonder if we did comply with our bylaws, which said when there is a tie, you flip a coin. It does not say you go to a second count, a number two count.
Okay, that's actually what I would like to address. But did I see another hand here?
Yes, thank
Ms.
you.
Ms. Burden.
Yes, I have a question. I think that what the problem is that we don't have an expert on STV, on the method, single transferable voting. And Luzette, in fact, STV does require you to go to the second ballot. The question here is whether someone can put the same name down twice.
Point
so I think
okay.
that we need someone, before we announce a winner, we need to have someone expert in STV adjudicate this issue, because I am not...
Point of order, there is no issue to adjudicate.
May,
if they want to do a challenge, they should challenge it.
If I may, before I take additional hands, I will repeat what I said earlier, that there were 11 first-place votes for Margie, 11 first-place votes for George. One second-place vote for Margie, one second-place vote for George. One fifth-place vote for Margie. So the greatest amount of support, it seems to me, went to Margie, and I ruled that as such, she had been elected. I said that some time ago. If there's going to be a challenge to the chair or to the decision, if someone wishes to make that, we should do so now and move on, because we're way past time for everything.
I'd like to challenge the chair. I know of three ballots that were posted not as you describe. And I would like to look at the ballots and look at my ballot, and I think other people need to look at them.
I'm not sure I understand how on a secret ballot a member can attest to what's on two other people's ballots. But Carolyn, I haven't recognized you. Carolyn, I haven't recognized you.
Tracy is still with us.
I'm sorry, Benita. I'm sorry. Is there a challenge to the chair?
Yes.
Okay, who's making the challenge? Janet Coburn?
Yes, Janet Coburn, KPFA. I challenge the chair for
can
a number
you,
of
I'm
reasons.
Sorry, can you guys do something about the mic? It's, I guess, maybe people are just moving around a lot, but it's...
And please, the people back here, be quiet.
after getting food, do it quietly.
Okay, Janet.
For a number of reasons, I understand this is not STV because you would need more than two to have two candidates for STV. It's
IRV.
IRV. And there is no five. There weren't five candidates, so a fifth choice does not apply in this case. So in any case, it's
I'm sorry. A fifth.
There were not five candidates.
I'm aware of that.
So a fifth choice would not apply in this case. So only
it is the
first
next choice
or second choice applies
okay.
in this case.
Okay.
So it is still tie.
Okay, I disagree. Okay, in a moment. I disagree with that, but I would actually ask, there are, I think, Brian is here, George is here, Steinberg is here, Letterer here, and I think many people consider them to be experts on our, in quotes, on our system. So I would actually ask that those four people, and I'm sorry that they're all male, be allowed to speak. Well, I'm not sorry that you're male. But I would ask that the four of you that we actually take that break for lunch. It is 12:44. And we have attorneys waiting. I would actually ask that this issue be suspended or what's the term?
No,
I hate to... just a minute.
I'm
just
sorry.
A minute. Yes, I am sorry. Just a minute. That the issue be suspended because we simply do not have time to address this now. We freeze everything where it is. We go into executive session. We come back into open session. And as the first course of business after... the dedicated LSB report, chair, GM and LSB report, and public comment that we deal with the issue of this election. So that is my proposal. I can't make the motion. Someone should make it.
Could we seal the ballots until that point, please?
Sure.
I was asking. Not,
well.
Well, I mean, Scott Shape, you can take off.
Okay. Actually, I would do more than I would rather do something else other than seal the ballots.
You don't
even know what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say we're gonna take the envelope. We're gonna put it in the middle of the floor where nobody can even approach it without a problem. Yeah, but then once we put this tape on it, then we'll.
Several people have asked that.
Chair. Serene.
I'm sorry. Ms. Kaufman.
First of all, hello.
Okay, I'm sorry. I called you in the middle of a bite. Can we? You want us to come back
no,
to you?
No, I don't, because I don't know when they'll get back to me.
Oh,
and it would be better
we'll
if
right
the chair. It would be
swallow.
Better if the chair let the people on the floor speak than her. You know, her speaking. I would like to. I'm going to challenge the chair on the grounds that these results did not match the instructions given to the voters before.
Mine or George's? Anyway. George, we...
Yeah. It seems to me the only issue is this fifth-place vote. Does it count or does it not?
I'm sorry. Hang on. One second. The folks who are over by the food table, the folks over by the food table, we can hear you. I'm sorry. Not now, though.
George has the floor.
It seems to me that the only question is, does the fifth-place vote count as a second-place vote?
Right.
I think that has to, you can rule on it, and you have. Actually, Janet made the objection that she thought that was an improper ruling. So when it comes back, that's what will be on the floor, that question, and it will be on the floor in the form of a challenge to the ruling of the chair. Is that your sense of it?
That's fine.
Okay. So what needs to be done now is to, if people want to, and I'm not opposed to that, is to postpone this discussion until the first item on the agenda in the next open session.
No, I'm sorry. Well, that's your proposal. Then are you countering my proposal, which is that since we've already promised local reports and public comment from 3:30 to 5:30, that it would be the first first course of business, first thing on our list, when we resume after those two things, which are dedicated times.
No, that's fine with me. I was just pointing to, we need to postpone it.
Point of information.
A legitimate process here.
That's what I said.
I know, but you can't declare it. You have to allow the board.
I asked for a motion. I asked whether someone would move it. So
I'm
you're
not moving it. Can we postpone it till then?
Okay.
I second. So people, I second it.
Thank you. Rodrigo seconds. We are adjourned for lunch.
We're not adjourned for lunch. We're eating
is it, is there a disagreement on that?
If there's any objection.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Is there a disagreement with that proposal by...
We made a motion we're not going to adjourn for lunch.
I'm sorry. Listen. You must, Janet and Kim, Janet Coleman and Kim, you do not have to agree with me. But you do have to behave better than you're behaving. The fact is, the fact is,
the fact is
that we are. I'm sorry.
Yes.
The fact.
No.
Excuse me.
People like that.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Don't do that.
The fact is very simple. We are adjourning the open session. We are moving into lunch and closed session. The only way to let the public know that they can't stay here is to indicate that we are adjourning.
So, Madam Chair? Chair?
We haven't voted on postponing.
So what? We shouldn't sign? We're already taped.
Chair?
No, so I asked whether there was an objection to that motion. I heard no objection. Okay, I'll restate it.
I didn't.
Voted on
okay,
that.
If I can, if I. If,
a point of order.
Because it's a matter of mutual respect. The fact is that I raised a proposal. Which George Ryder has reiterated and Rodrigo has seconded, which is to say that we will deal with this issue after the local reports and after public comment. And we are, unless there is disagreement, if there is disagreement, please speak now. We are adjourned.
And thank you to the chair.
I mean, I know it because I was elected by the coin flip, and we got a bylaw, so we changed it. It was only the question.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
As you do not object.
If this was the language, you should just flip a coin.
Brian had a mark.
Five votes.
Just scribble all over the thing. Yes.
I recognize that I'm out of order.
Yes. Brian says we should have one of those.
Okay, so I want to thank those of you who attended the meeting this morning. We are asking that all members of the public... We are asking that all members of the public leave the room, that all board members get your lunch and come back to the table. We have 3 hours work, less than 3 hours to do it, and legal counsel in the wings.